Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
It seems fitting that last week House leaders unveiled their latest slap in the face of up to 46,000 unemployed workers on the same day that Senate budget writers approved a spending plan that will force another 20,000 workers off the job. House Speaker Tom Tillis and his lieutenants insist on tying the extension of unemployment benefits for the workers to a budget resolution that would force Governor Beverly Perdue to accept a plan that would lay off thousands of more people. Here's a fact that Tillis and the rest of the Republican leaders simply cannot deny. They are only willing to help 45,000 unemployed workers if Governor Perdue makes a political deal. That makes their position not only untenable, but bordering on the immoral. And as an open acknowledgement, they are using people's lives as a negotiating tool. They only care about workers if they can get something out of it. Shame on them. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.